Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we've been taking a look at the parables of Jesus. Today I want to bring your attention to a parable of the two debtors found in Luke chapter 7. Jesus told this parable in response to a situation that he encountered while dining at the house of a Pharisee. And the story begins this way in Luke 7:36. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who's touching him, for she's a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." This parable is very compelling because it gives us a picture of love and loving God. Jesus made a comparison between this Pharisee and this sinful woman, and the Pharisee came out in the disadvantaged position. He said about her that she had been forgiven much, and so she loved much. The Pharisee, on the other hand, undoubtedly didn't think he needed forgiveness, and because he had no forgiveness, he had no love for Jesus. We know from simple Middle Eastern tradition that when an honored guest would come to the house, they would wash their feet because they traveled in dusty roads with sandals. They would anoint their head with oil. They would be given a kiss of greeting. Jesus said to Simon the Pharisee, "You didn't do any of these customary things that are done for an honored guest." And yet this woman did all of these things, but with extravagant love. Extravagantly, she washed his feet with her tears. Extravagantly, she wiped his feet with the hair of her head. And then she anointed him with expensive oil that would take at least a year's wages to purchase. And Jesus made the point very clear, to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. There's a great danger in the church today when people think so highly of themselves, don't see their own sin the way God sees it, think that they are not in need of forgiveness, feel justified in certain things that they may think, say, or even do, and therefore don't even pursue forgiveness because they don't have God's opinion on their sin. But they're very quick to point out the sin of other people or to see gross sin in the culture that we live in, which certainly abounds, and call that a sin, but not call their own condition sinful. That was exactly the situation that Jesus was confronting here. Simon was a very religious man, a Pharisee of the most strict sect of the Jews. So he pursued with great zeal many religious traditions, felt no need for any forgiveness since he was so religiously minded, but was very quick to judge this sinful woman who came in and to judge Jesus for not rebuking her and sending her away. Yet the reality of the situation was laid very bare by Jesus' pointed inference that the person who did not receive forgiveness or who was forgiven little loved very little. And he was saying to Simon, "You have shown me no love, and this woman has shown me great love." Let us not become hardened religious people who are quick to judge the sins of others and yet don't judge ourselves or allow the Holy Spirit to show us and convict us of things in our own hearts that God hates with a great passion and yet we tolerate. A second parable I want to bring to your attention shows a similar attitude on the part of the person who provoked Jesus to give this story. And it's the place where a certain lawyer, and in this particular situation, it's a religious lawyer, one who knew the law, the Torah. He knew the law very well. And in an attempt to trip Jesus up, he asked a question of Jesus that evoked from Jesus the story of the Good Samaritan. We find this parable in Luke chapter 10. Verse 25 says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'Well, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And Jesus said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who's my neighbor?' Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This man, the lawyer, the legalist, the religious legalist of the day, wanting to justify himself, he wanted to look good. He wanted to show Jesus he was very, very religious and very righteous, gave him a textbook answer that was excellent. And Jesus said, "Fine, if you can do it, you will live." The lawyer pressed him for, "Well, then who's my neighbor?" Wanting to keep the law, but not wanting to love anybody he didn't absolutely have to. So he asked him, who's his neighbor? Who is it he's supposed to love? And so this story came out from Jesus's lips that gave this picture of helping one who had been beaten and bruised and robbed and left for dead. And it compared the two men that went by who were also religious men, a priest who served in the temple, a Levite who also worked in the temple in a more subservient role, but neither one were willing to help him. Both undoubtedly feared that they would be defiled by this man if he died, since they weren't supposed to touch a dead body. But both of them passed on and did not show the love that Jesus implied was required by the very law that this lawyer quoted as being a requirement for eternal life. And then the Samaritan, the hated Samaritans, the ones that were the outcasts and unacceptable to a Jew, he was the one that showed the love that Jesus illustrated is required by God, both in the first parable of the two debtors, and then here in the parable of the Good Samaritan, we find religious people who do not have the love that God wants them to have. The Pharisee didn't have love for God, for Jesus himself, for this woman who was a sinful woman, and this lawyer didn't want to have to love one bit beyond what the law required. God wants our hearts filled with love for God and the love of God that will cause us to go beyond our religious traditions and love like God would love every person, regardless of race, regardless of who they are in society. That's the love God wants us to have because his love has been perfected in us. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.